I just installed a pop can crusher in my home, and it saddens me every time I use it. To me, a pop can is a thing of incredible beauty and elegance. Even the tab used to open the can is an engineering masterpiece. Recently, I opened 30 cans of cheap root beer just to see how this tab worked. As I studied the tabs in a room reeking of root beer, I got more and more interested. So I called its inventor. Dan Kudzik began by telling me that it took him 5 years to invent the stay-on tab. I said to him, "Wasn't that a lot of work for a piece of metal?" Dan said, "It wasn't a piece of metal, it was a whole concept." Dan explained that he was racing every can company in America to invent the stay-on tab. The removable tabs of the 60s were an environmental hazard. They littered beaches, and also children would sometimes eat them. This drove Dan Kudzik to find a way to keep the tab on the can. He faced this problem. The can has a perforated disc of metal which must be snapped out of the opening. When Dan tried to use the tab as a lever to do this, it either snapped off or required him to build a huge tab, one too large to be economically manufactured. Dan became so obsessed with this problem that he would wake in the middle of the night, his mind filled with ideas. To help him think, he would climb into his car and drive 110 miles to the mountains nearby, then drive straight home, arriving in the morning as his family was rising. One evening, after nearly 5 years of thinking, Dan was watching TV with his kids and his wife, and the whole concept, to quote him, hit him like a ton of bricks. He rushed up to his kitchen and began to sketch. The key, Dan realized, was to use the lever, the tab we pull, to widen the opening in the top of the can and let the perforated disc fall into the can instead of pushing it through the opening. The next day, Dan built a working model from cardboard, aluminum foil, and tape. It was 10 times the size of a normal can, and with its swinging inner lid, it looked a lot like a toilet seat. Dan tested it again and again, and every time it worked fine. Today, Dan Kudzik's stay-on tab is used on every one of the 100 billion pop cans that are made a year. And now you can see why I'm saddened when I take one of Dan's tiny engineering masterpieces and destroy it in my can crusher.